This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Baba Ali Show, Episode 15, Starting a Podcast.
This podcast has been brought to you by HalfOurDeen.com, a Muslim marriage website designed for those who want to find their other half privately. Because the only people that should know you're looking to get married are people who are looking to get married. Try HalfOurDeen today.
When I first started my YouTube videos back in June 2006, I searched for days and couldn't find one Muslim video blogger. I kind of had to learn the hard way about how this whole thing worked. Everything from using the equipment to figuring out the format of the show. I had my fair share of challenges, and it was a huge learning experience. Fast forward 7 years, and it's like deja vu, as I'm trying to figure out how this whole podcasting works. But this time around, things are a bit different because there's some amazing Muslim podcasters out there, and today's guest is one of those guys. In fact, he has a very successful show, and you're going to hear all about it and how to start your own podcast, inshallah. See you on the other side. Let's get this thing going.
Muslims have confused the masses, and speakers are forced to be politically correct. Rises one man, one voice, who changed everything.
Hey man, why are you all serious? This is just a podcast.
Let's talk about what they don't want to talk about.
Just a few months ago, I didn't know much about podcasting, but something about it intrigued me. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with making YouTube videos, Baba Ali, but they do have their limitations. For one, the audience has a real short attention span. A 6-minute video for some people feels like a 3-hour Bollywood movie, but for people who listen to podcasts, it's completely different. See, on YouTube, you're trying to make a video that has a message and you're competing with a cat playing the piano. It's really hard sometimes. But the podcasting audience is like totally different. They're basically people on the go. Listeners are often subscribed to many podcasts, not to just the one you're listening to. And they often are listening to them when they're driving, going to work, or even walking. You can't really watch YouTube videos when you're driving unless, of course, you're practicing to be a crash test dummy. Nevertheless, podcasting is still something fairly new to most Muslims, but it's starting to spread like wildfire. In fact, when I started making my podcasts, I told people to subscribe to them. They didn't know how to even subscribe to them until I had to show it to them on their own phone. Yes, the app is on your phone. So hopefully if you're listening to this right now and you're listening to it on your computer, you probably have your phone out and you're wondering, it has it on my phone? Yes, it does. If you're on iPhones, look for the purple icon that says the word podcasts. And if you're on Samsung, check for Podcast Addict. It's a free podcast app and you can download all kinds of podcasts, almost all of them are free, including this one. Now, some of you are listening to this podcast and you're going to be the future podcasters of the next generation. You may be the next Baba Ali and you don't even know it. Today's guest, Walid Darab, is the founder of For the Greed for Ilm podcast, which has over 120 episodes. His podcast provides a platform for independent journalists, authors, musicians, and clinical experts to spread knowledge along with their personal stories. Most recently, his podcast has surpassed 600,000 total downloads, making it one of the most successful Muslim podcasts on iTunes. Welcome to the Baba Ali Show. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
You have started an amazing podcast. Over 124 episodes and counting. And this is when we're actually recording this podcast. So by the time this podcast comes out, you probably have even more episodes out there. So tell me, when you first started this whole thing, did you think you ever reach this many episodes?
Absolutely not. Absolutely no chance. I didn't think I would go past 25.
So what made you want to start doing a podcast?
Well, I'm going to start from the very beginning, just give you a little background that my best friend since high school and I, we were in the music business briefly for a couple of years. So we had all this music equipment laying around. And once we stopped the music business, of course, around the year 2005, 2006 started to tank and nobody was buying CDs or anything. We had all these equipment, the microphone, the compressors, the limiters, all these different stuff that people use in their music studios. And my friend, he told me out of the blue one time, he said, hey, why don't you start a podcast? And me, the way I am is if you give me an idea or some type of new thing that I have, you know, no knowledge about or never done before, I quickly shoot it down. I think of the glass of like half empty. I'm like, man, who's going to listen to it? You know, I don't got the time. What am I going to say? You know, and he said, trust me, you know, you have have a lot to say. Just put a mic in front of you and just start talking. I said, all right. So we already had a mic. He came over. We set everything up, and it was a little bit before Thanksgiving, because the first episode I did was Thanksgiving of 2013, I think. And I just ranted. You know, wow. I just went on a rant about Thanksgiving and this and that and all that. And so, I mean, that's how it started.
Did you know what your first episode was going to be about?
No, not at all. Not at all. So, I just started talking about Valentine's Day, and I said, you know what? Valentine's Day is stupid. So I call it Stupid Valentine's Day. And that was episode one. Yeah.
So was this like basically the type of conversations you would have with your friend?
Yes.
And then you're like, let's put a microphone on us and then send it out there. Because oftentimes with my friends, we have some very, very interesting conversations, but it never leaves the room because there's no microphone to capture it and then spread it across the world. So you guys recorded this and made it into a podcast. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, like, we would go out to eat or whatever, you know, just to the local deli or whatever. And then we would just sit down and eat. And I would just start talking about whatever the topic was, whether it was Bush or politics or whatever, you know, and I would just start going off. He's like, exactly. This needs to be on a podcast, you know, and I'm like, what is a podcast? What is that? But yeah, that's how it started out.
Wow. And then what made you continue doing these podcasts? I mean, did you get a big, strong reaction initially?
Well, in the beginning, it took a while to quote unquote take off in terms of the popularity and the number of downloads, et cetera. But it felt like, okay, there will be someone who will listen to it. You get what I'm saying? Because when I first started out, it was just me staring into the mic, and I don't even want to go listen to my old podcast because I'll cringe, you know, but, I remember turning all off the lights because I didn't want to see anything. I didn't want to be distracted. And then that bugged me. So I turned the lights on. Like, I was just a mess, you know?
You remind me of my YouTube videos when I first started. I cringe when I go look at old videos. I'm like, what was I doing? What was wrong with my lights? Some of the lights, it makes me look yellow. Some of them make me look green. Some of them, I'm in black and white. I'm like, how did I get to black and white? I'm like, this was so weird. I'm like, what was wrong with me? But yet the people didn't really care that much.
They didn't care, exactly.
You know what it was? It was content. And that's why I see this very unique about your podcast. And for those who are not familiar with it, the Greed for Ilm podcast has a wide variety, as I said in my introduction, a wide variety of guests. They have everything from independent journalists to authors to musicians to clinical experts. And it's just such a variety of amazing guests. And I keep saying it over and over again because it's just so unique. Did you ever think that you're going to be able to bring all these people onto that podcast?
Yeah, well, it was like a double-edged sword or better, like a stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because at one point in the beginning, I was doing all these solo episodes. So I would just think about something and just, you know, record a little podcast about it, whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. And then I said, you know, how about I get a hold of some authors, because there's so many books I'd like to read and I have read. I want to reach out to them and see if they would come on. And that's another way to get up to 100 episodes. You can't just keep doing, you know, unless you're like, you know, Superman or whatever, which I'm not. But I needed a whole variety of guests and topics. So it was definitely in the beginning. And that's why I didn't see it going past episode 25, you know, because I'm like, you know, how many topics can I think of? And then I started to say, and, you know, my friend also suggested, why don't you get some authors? I get some comedians, anybody who just interests me. And that's why in order to do 100 episodes, you better have a wide variety of guests. Otherwise, it'll be very, very hard to maintain that weekly, you know, publishing of an episode, you know?
Yeah, because I'm in the same boat you are. And I'm thinking, like, maybe if I hit 20 episodes, I'm already like, this will be like episode 15. If I hit 20, that's a success. I can't even imagine how I'm going to hit 100. I don't know how you did it. You passed 100. You were like 124. I'm like, if I hit 20, that's a major accomplishment, man. Because I'm like, how many people do I know? It's so interesting. And that's my question, is like, how did you get in touch with these very unique people? And for those who haven't seen it, he has a wide variety of different people. I mean, dude, when you contact these people, did you think that they're automatically going to respond and get on?
Yeah, absolutely not, man. You know, I send an email out, or I contact them via their Facebook page or however I can. And then I just pretty much quote unquote cross my fingers and you know, see what happens. And, the first, I'm sure you probably even encountered this too, but, as you email a guest, a potential guest, and you're like, you know what? I hope they reply. So let me just send an email, and you send it. And then a day later, 2 days later, whatever, you get that response back. That feeling of even opening up that email, because either it's going to say yes or no, right? So that to me is like, you know, my heart starts to beat. I'm like, should I open it up on my phone or the computer? Should I have my wife open it up? You know,
It sounds like you applied for a college and now you're about to see if you got in or not.
Exactly, exactly. But it's a positive feeling, because whether they say no or, you know, I can't do it now, my schedule is booked or whatever, it's still a correspondence. You know, they still replied and I still have their email and I'll reach out to them later, you know, and ask. So
that's so cool. So I have to ask you, of all the guests you had, which one was the one that you found with the most interesting story?
Oh, wow.
See, I caught you off guard.
Yeah, my mental Rolodex of 100 guests. You know, I gotta.
Anything that comes in mind that one of the podcasts that you remember specifically that's like, wow, that was a very unique episode I did.
I had Sammy Youssef on.
Uh-huh.
And I had him on twice, actually. And his story is, to me, just amazing. Just a natural gift for music, you know, and how he quickly picked things up and how humble he is, you know.
Did you think he was going to respond to you as a big name as he is?
No, I didn't. I mean, I didn't. In fact, he was very, very humble and gracious enough to come on. And that actually shocked me. There was a sister in Indonesia. She was the equivalent of American Got Talent or one of these shows, music shows.
Yeah.
But the Indonesian version, and she was also an actress in Indonesia, and her name is Dewi Sandra. And she's huge. Like on Twitter, she has over 1 million followers. She's just huge in Indonesia. Wow. And some of my listeners kept tweeting me and saying, get her on. Because now she's a straight up hijabi. She doesn't do that stuff anymore. And everything she does is like promoting the hijab, etc. So I found that very, very interesting. So I had her on and she talked beautiful English. I thought that would have some type of like, you know, a hard time understanding accent. So, but she was amazing. Her English was amazing. And her story was absolutely beautiful. Again, I mean, over 100, I start to forget some. You know, it's like sometimes people get back to like, yo, man, I like episode 47. I'm like, who was that? You know, I don't know. I got to go look it up.
So, you know what? This whole podcasting, what do you think is the importance of getting into podcasting? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are listening and like, wow, I might give this a shot. Tell the people who are listening, our audience, what's the importance of getting into podcasting?
Oh, man, I think it's extremely important, especially, you know, 2015, the technology that we have. I mean, you can record a podcast on your iPhone. You know, just recording it and then, you know, uploading it onto your computer and publishing it that way. The importance is huge because, and people who have listened to my podcast before, me do my rants, whatever, I'm not that big of a fan of mainstream media and how they've lied to promote wars and stuff like that. And I also see that the big, big names like Glenn Beck, he has his own podcast. He has his own radio show. You know, people are leaving, you know, even radio companies like NPR and Radiolab and all these other people, you see, you study them, they have been part of the radio business. But now they branch off to go into podcasting because that's where the next quote unquote big thing is, because now you don't have to worry about, oh, I got to wait for this stupid song to finish until I get to the next song. You know, for example, the radio, you just like cherry pick whatever podcast you want, whatever episode you want to listen to. You can fast forward, whatever it's up to the user, you know, so the user has more control of what they want to listen to. I think it's huge, especially for Muslims to get into that, because when I first started out, I saw these podcasts on iTunes and they were, a lot of them were related to like, you know, khutbahs or tajweed programs or whatever, which, I mean, I personally don't want to listen to that driving to work. I just want to kind of listen to something I can probably relate more to, you know, not to knock them, but that's just me. And I said, you know, I gotta, you know, get into this and do this thing. Like you were saying earlier, this wide range of topics, because if you look at the non-Muslims who are, you know, the non-Islamic podcasts or whatever, they're all types of topics from history, science, you know, comedy, everything and anything, you know. So I wanted to kind of contribute to that aspect of it, but under the banner of a Muslim-hosted podcast, you know, I mean.
And I think that's what we lack right now, Waleed, because there's, even though there's some Muslim podcasters out there, there just isn't enough. And even if we get like a handful more people to join, there still need a lot more, because there's so many hours to fill in within a week that people are driving, people are at the gym, people are walking around, and they want to fill that up with important content. And I think we need a lot more podcasters out there, Muslim podcasters, who are going to give that important information, not just talking nonsense, but using this tool to give important information to each other. And if those people who are listening right now, I'm going to ask a question on their behalf. Does it cost a lot of money to get into this podcasting thing? Or do you need any prior experience to do it?
No, not at all. I mean, yes, I did say that I was in the music business, but my friend was the one who was making the music and I was just managing. I had no experience. I don't know how to play any instruments. I don't know how to record anything. He, in fact, came up and set things up, but my setup is a little bit more complicated. And you can, like I said, just buy those microphones that clip to your shirt or whatever and connect that into your phone and record straight into your phone, you know, or a little mini hand recorders. And I mean, you see these YouTubers, Muslim YouTubers or Muslim people who are doing Instagram and stuff like that. I mean, they are savvy with their tech savvy, you know, and the amount of money they spend on, let's say, a video recorder or a laptop, a MacBook Pro, whatever. It's a fraction of the cost just to buy a handheld recorder. You know,
the tools are out there. And I myself, just a few months ago, had no idea how to make a podcast. And this is January of 2015. By February, I had my first episode out. And since then, I've had about 14 episodes to this date of doing this 15th episode. So if I can learn, and I have no background in this, I think anyone can learn. You yourself mentioning that you didn't understand podcasts until you got into it. And now that you're doing it, you understand it. And it doesn't take that much learning curve, does it?
No, not at all. One thing I would say is that in the beginning, I can't even count how many times I recorded an episode and then I just deleted the whole thing because I didn't like it. You know? I mean, over and over and days, and I would get frustrated and angry. And I'm married and I have two kids. So it's like, you know, I step out of the room and it's like, you got to put a smile on and completely forget that you just wasted an hour, 2 hours or whatever. But my advice or tip is, look for the long term, and just as long as you're okay with it and it doesn't need to be perfect, publish it. Because like you said, people don't really care as long as the content is there. And I actually believe that a lot of Muslims, especially living in America and Europe, their sense of humor is on point. You know, their sense of knowledge in terms of whether it's politics or history or science, or whatever. They're very informed people. They're not dumb, you know,
yeah.
And they have a voice. It's just that, if, you know, if they get that voice space where other people can listen around the world, then they'll be surprised at how many people will start listening.
Exactly. And I think you never know until you try. If I stopped every time I thought something's not going to work, I would have never gotten to the point I am today. There's a lot of people around me that will always say, oh, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. Even yourself could be the person that could be your own worst enemy that can put you on pause. But if you have to break through that barrier and give everything a shot, and you did. And when you thought you're going to hit 20, 30 episodes, you're over 120. It shows you that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how successful you can be, because he's the one that decides the success. So with that said, how long does it take to produce a podcast from like start to finish?
Because
I'm thinking a lot of people are interested in that question, because like, okay, sure, I'm going to try to do this podcasting, but how much time should I be realistically putting aside to try to make one of these podcasts? Because
sure.
It sounds like, oh, we just record for 20 minutes and it takes 20 minutes to put together, but it takes a little bit more time than that.
Yeah. Well, I can get into some of the technicalities. Uh-huh. In case somebody's listening and they want to get into that. I don't want to just say some kind of generic, you know, reply. But in the beginning, I was debating whether I should have like intro music and some type of recording in terms of the intro. And I decided against that because I just wanted to pretty much get into it. I might end up not liking like the music or whatever, you know, the intro sound or whatever. So I don't want to change it up later. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do like a verbal, you know, hey, you're listening to the Greed Phone podcast, and just get into it, you know. So that's one thing I decided. And that also shortens the time of production. Another thing is that in the beginning, I recorded everything on one track. If anybody is listening, they're familiar with Audacity. It's a free recording software.
Yep.
I use that.
I use the same thing. It's fantastic.
And the only negative thing about that for me was when I'm doing a Skype interview or whatever, everything was coming in on one sound or one track. And it was hard to mix each one of those. And again, my friend who was into music or doing music production, he advised that I should get GarageBand, and that way I can split my vocals and then the guest vocals into two, you know. So then when I email him two files, he has two separate vocals that he can mix specifically to that. Cause sometimes, I mean, I'm sure you're probably aware, even though you only have like 14 episodes, that sometimes you call people on Skype and the audio quality is horrible. You're like, oh my God. I mean, how am I going to tell them this or et cetera? But I mean, there are episodes that I've done that, but, you know, I'll send it to my friend and he's like, this is complete trash. And how am I going to fix this? I'm like, just do the best you can. So I have GarageBand and I've split the track. So that makes it easier. And then my outro, is pretty much a simple thing. I don't have any music or anything after that. So the whole process from the time I hit record with the guest until I'm actually publish it, I would say, let's say if it's an hour podcast, I'll probably put another 30 minutes on top of that. So like an hour and a half.
See, that's very feasible, and I think a lot of people can do that. Compare that to making a 30-minute video. That can take a long time. It can take countless hours. It can take up to a week of your own time just to make a quality 30-minute video. But with a podcast, just because it's audio, you don't have to worry about lights. You don't have to worry about camera. You don't have to worry about having a certain location, because as long as you have the microphone and you have the right equipment, you can be mobile. And with cameras, it's not as easy, because if you have a certain background or a certain setup, you can't just move it to wherever you want to move it. When I did my Bubba Ali videos, they were all done in my daughter's room. Mm-hmm. I couldn't move my daughter's room to wherever I wanted. I can't take those lights with me and go anywhere I wanted, because it would actually require a crew of people. Mm-hmm. But with the podcast, you don't need a crew of people. Most of the time, you can get away with it with just by yourself, which makes it really cool. I'm going to share something with the audience of some of the places I went to learn about how to do podcasts. And I'll share these in my links as well. One of them was called Pat's Complete Step-by-Step Podcasting Tutorial. That's from smartpassiveincome.com. I'll put a link there, inshallah, as well. It shows you how to do a podcast from A to Z. There's another guy called incomeschool.com. So he showed everything from A to Z regarding equipment to get. As far as sounds, you guys hear my sounds. There's a website called Pond5, P-O-N-D5.com. You can go and purchase sounds there. And for like voiceover, like the voiceover you heard from my introduction, you can get that from Fiverr.com. That's where you pay $5 to different people and they do all kinds of random stuff, including doing voiceovers, which is really cool. And my custom audio, that jingle that the Bubba Ali, it's the Bubba Ali show. Yeah, that's not me singing. It's actually a brother named Khalil Ismail, and mashallah, he's amazing. I'll probably put a link for him as well. So there's a lot of links, inshallah, in this podcast episode, but the most important link that you guys should be listening to is the Greed for Ilm link, because that link is the link that I found you. And I want to share a short story about that, because when I started my YouTube videos, as I mentioned in the introduction, I couldn't go to anyone and just tap on their shoulder and say, how do you guys do this? Because there wasn't anyone doing Muslim video blogging on YouTube. I was the first person. But when getting on here, I was able to contact different people. And one of the people I actually contacted was Brother Waleed, our guest today. And he shared some very, very valuable advice. I asked him all kinds of questions. And mashallah, you're a very, very humble brother, mashallah. You're amazing, man. It's a true inspiration, because a lot of people, they think that, okay, I'm going to stop at episode 20. And then when you realize a brother who's in the same shoes as you went past that barrier, it kind of motivates you to try to continue doing this weekly podcast, because you're the only other brother that I know that's doing a weekly podcast. That's so hard, man. Even the other ones are really, really cool. None of them that I know that do weekly podcasts. It's so hard to do it. I mean, what do you do the weekends that you're sick or the weekends you're tired? Or so tell us, our future podcasters that are listening, advice on what they can do to prepare for those type of situations.
Well, if you're married, you have to set your wife down and say, listen, you're like, you're not going to be seeing me. No. Well, lucky for me, my wife helps me out. She does say that I can't have, you know, more than 4 interviews a month. So that's 4 episodes a month, right? So 1 a week. But there are times where, for example, like I went on a trip last week. So I was gone the whole week. So the week before that, I did actually 2 interviews.
Yeah.
So I scheduled 2 and I get them prepared. And then on that Sunday or whatever, they just publish by themselves. So if you're single, man, you haven't made, you know, I mean, in terms of publishing podcasts, you can just start recording whenever you want, you know. At the same time, I don't want to promote that you should overburden yourself or mentally get tired. Cause then honestly, cause if you get into something with a wholehearted enthusiasm, you can also flip back complete opposite and be like, forget this and stop. The whole point is consistency. And the way I do it is, now that my wife sees the, for example, the number of downloads or the emails that we get, every email I get, somebody that, you know, compliments what I'm doing or whatever, I forward it to her. I say, cause she's my partner. I mean, she,
exactly.
I mean, if she's not watching the kids while I'm here, for example, talking to you, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be able to do this at all, you know? So I respect, you know, when I get a email or whatever, I forward it to her and I say, listen, you know, it's because of you that I'm pretty much getting this email. Cause you allow me, by watching the kids and doing, you know, that, so I can go in an hour, 2 hours, whatever, and do this episode. And I acknowledge that. And if I'm sick or whatever, then there have been weeks where I didn't do it. I mean, and then a week later, then I'll publish 2, you know, to kind of get back up to date. But as of, I think the past couple months, man, alhamdulillah, I've just been cranking them out. I mean, I think I'm booked already until, mid or end of May already. So
that's awesome, bro. Yeah. You know, for me, I had to do it in a different way because, alhamdulillah, I'm very similar situation as you. Like, my wife is very, very supportive. I mean, there is no Baba Ali without Mama Ali.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Mama Ali, I call her Mama Ali, but Mama Ali is the one that is a support system that everyone sees the face of Baba Ali, but behind every successful man is a very, very supportive wife, because without that backbone, the men can't be what they are. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that balance of men and women that they are a support for one another, both the man for the woman and both the woman for the man. Mm-hmm. And for my episodes, you know, learning from my YouTube videos, I learned that, listen, there's going to be weeks I'm not going to feel like it. There's going to be weeks I'm going to feel burned out because I did 5 episodes in a row. And there's going to be weeks I'm sick, like I lost my voice 1 week. Mm-hmm. So what am I going to do to prepare for those weeks? And what about if I'm traveling? Mm-hmm. So what I do is I record 3 or 4 episodes and then I have them in my backup sitting there ready. So if I want to go right now, I have the next 3 episodes, inshallah, ready to go. So I don't have to do anything for the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I wish I'd be 3 episodes ahead of time. So if something does come up, like I did just recently, I did get sick, I don't have to be there worried. So for mm-hmm. those people who are listening, if you do have that free time and you realize that, wait a second, my wife is visiting the in-laws, right? She's visiting her mom or her dad, and I have a 1 week of free time. You better crank out 3 or 4 extra episodes, because you may not get that free time, because 2 weeks later she wants to go on a trip with you, and you can't do podcasting on a trip unless you like to hear a lecture from your wife, and says, and you get yourself in trouble. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. And again, like if you're single, then, you know, you can do it. And another thing I wanted to say was, because I've had a lot of authors on the podcast.
Yeah.
And if somebody is out there and they want to start a podcast, or maybe they read a book, they're like, you know what? I want to start one. I want to have this author as the first guest or whatever. One tip I have is I don't even know how many books I have in my bookshelf that I haven't read yet, and some that I've already read and I've had the guests on. But the books I've gotten have been straight from the publisher. So if you have a podcast and you start out and you might not have that many downloads or listeners or whatever, you build that up a little bit. And then you get some type of base, and then you can contact the publishers and say, hey, you know, I have, you know, these are my numbers. I would like a copy or review copy of this, and they will send it to you. I've gotten so many books, just pretty much review copies. I didn't have to pay for them, you know?
That's so cool. Another incentive to start your own podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've had so many books where the books are on top of the bookshelf, you know? And my wife is like, you know, we have to start giving this away, but it's kind of hard to let go. You know?
Or open a library.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So with all this teasing, we've been telling everybody about your podcast, Greed for Ilm. Can you please give us information of where we can find it and tell my audience how they can find you, please?
Well, your wonderful audience can find the podcast on iTunes. You just go to iTunes and search Greed for Ilm podcast is there. I'm also on Stitcher. That's an app that people, I think, they use for Android, but I haven't had that much popularity with that one. Also, if you go to greed4elm.com, you can find all episodes there. And then there's the episode link at the top banner that has a player there. And that's pretty much where you can find them, on the website, greed4elm.com, and also iTunes.
Do you have a Twitter or Facebook we can reach you at as well?
Yeah, Twitter and Facebook at greed4elm.
Excellent. And with that said, I'd like to thank my guest and all the listeners who've been listening to the entire podcast from beginning to end. Alhamdulillah, you have been very, very loyal and very, very patient. And I hope, inshallah, those who have been listening to this podcast will be inspired to start your own podcast with some content that's interesting, that's halal, and that's going to make a difference in people's lives, because people like Waleed took that leap. And inshallah, if you do as well, it can change a lot of things. You may not see the fruits of your efforts in this dunya, but inshallah, you'll see it in the hereafter. Make sure you go to babaali.com for all the links we discussed here, including the link for Greed for Ilm podcast. It is amazing. I do listen to it. I have told friends about it. They listen to it. Inshallah, check it out. This is Baba Ali reminding you, just in case you forgot. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Baba Ali Show.